And we are delighted to say that we are joined in studio by David Power. And David is the curator of the upcoming Dungarvan Music Festival. And Dungarvan, I was going to call you David. You're very welcome to the show. Yeah,
thank you very much.
Your name is synonymous with Dungarvan at this stage. You're a local, you're a native of Dungarvan.
I'm from the Cumber Mountains, and hence I was like 5 minutes late coming into the studio this morning because I was trying to get down out of the Cumber Mountains into Dungarvan and onto Yall.
David, you have been described as a virtuoso. You play the Uilleann pipes. As Linda said earlier, you were in here last year. We recorded the session. People can watch it on our
It's up on the Facebook page, and I would encourage everybody to have a look at it because, my God, that's it's amazing. It is. Now, I know you do it all the time and you clearly love it, but do you realise what a talent that is to have?
I suppose spending as long doing it as somebody like me, you sort of take things for granted, you know. You do, but sometimes there are occasions when you kind of say, yeah, this is cool. There are opportunities arising here that wouldn't if you hadn't spent 30 years honing a particular craft, you know.
I was going to say, what age were you when you started?
I was about 10.
All right, okay, because that's quite a handful of Uilleann pipes. I'm making gestures here, which people can't see, but it's kind of confused hand elbow gestures.
That's it, a lot of coordination.
Yes. So for a 10-year-old, that's quite a thing.
Well, it starts off with a basic version of the instrument, which just has the melody bit called the chanter and the bag and the bellows. Then as you get a little bit more able for that, you can add on the drones and then eventually the regulators. That's the way it normally goes for most people.
Right, you know? Okay.
But, I mean, I have a student now who's, in his teens, and he already has the regulators and he can play them.
Wow. Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. And I remember last year when you were in and you were talking about your Uilleann pipes, it was Kieran interviewed you last year. Your Uilleann pipes are custom to the player. Am I right in saying that every Uilleann pipe
they're all handmade. You know, so you don't just sort of wander into a shop and say I'd like to buy a set of Uilleann pipes. It doesn't work that way. You have to sort of develop a relationship with an instrument maker and place an order, and then it takes time, and eventually you'll get your pipes. But there's a pipe maker in Cork, in Bishopstown, called John Mitchell, who I'm very good friends with. And John and I go fly fishing together, and we have lots of different types of adventures. But he's custom making pipes up in Cork.
Very good.
Which you might be surprised to know.
Yeah, I didn't realise it, because it must be a very old craft, is it?
It is, and I mean, it's very involved, and there's no course of study that you can really take to learn how to do it, except have it passed on to you by somebody else who does it.
An apprenticeship.
Yeah. Well, that's not strictly true. There's a course in Dublin at the Pipers Club. So there's a Pipers Club in the capital city called Napeabri Uilleann, and they do run a course, sort of a beginner's course for pipe making.
Oh, very good. I hope that the tradition continues.
Well, that's why they're doing it, because there's always a risk that it might die out. And if you go back to the 1930s, 40s and 50s in Ireland, it was in serious danger of dying out. Ooh. And there was only a handful of pipe makers. The most, we'll say, professional or capable of them was the well-known Leo Rousham. But then the Second World War came along, and materials became scarce. So, I mean, the best wood to make pipes from is ebony. Mm-hmm. Ebony became scarce. And silver and all the other bits and pieces and that you would need to make a set of pipes became scarce. So the availability of materials almost put an end to it.
Right. Ebony is what they use in piano keys, or used to use.
The dark wood,
ebony,
yeah.
Ebony and ivory. Where, I mean, is it a hardwood from...
It's a hardwood from the tropics.
Okay. So, of course, moving wood in the war... Not easy.
No.
Listen, we're here this morning to talk about the Dungarvan Summer Music Festival, and it's described as a festival for lovers of music. I mean, this is very, very high class. That's not the phrase I wanted to use, but we'll call it a very high class festival. And it's over 3 days from Friday to Sunday. So there's and the range of music, as you say, it's not just traditional music. It's got And there's contemporary elements, there's multimedia element.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to tell us a little bit about
sure.
what's happening.
So on Friday night, our main event is happening in SGC Dungarvan, the cinema. And that's the internationally renowned band Lunasa. And I'm friends with members of this band. I don't know them all, but Kevin Crawford and Killian Valley, for example, are good friends of mine. And this band are, you know, truly international and probably in ways are taking over from the Chieftains in the United States in particular, which is the big touring market for Irish music. And so they're appearing at the cinema in Dungarvan at 8 p.m. and surprisingly, even though it's not on the literature, the famous American folk singer Natalie Merchant is appearing with them.
Brilliant.
Natalie Merchant of the group 10,000 Maniacs. Mm. And so that's a very nice surprise, and it brings the song element to that concert. So personally, I'm very interested to see what that's going to sound like. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to it. Mm. The nice thing about Dungarvan Cinema is the seats are raked, so there's 270 seats in there, and any one of the seats that you sit in makes you feel like you're the only person at the concert because there's nothing blocking your view.
It's yeah. unique in that sense. I've been to the cinema in Dungarvan a few times, and there is it's very well set up inside.
Yeah,
there, yeah.
And the seats are so comfortable, and you know, loads of access for people, and you know, facilities and everything else. But you sit in that theatre, and we convert it into a theatre by building a stage and a sound system and a lighting system. Mm. And yeah, everybody.
You have been busy.
Yeah, that's one of the things. So,
how long? Yeah.
Sorry, Ursula. One of the things that we'll say we have had difficulty with in the past is venues. So this is, we'll say, a clever, you know, elegant way for us to actually kind of create a venue.
And it's brilliant because it's not weather dependent.
Nope.
It's, you know, people can go in whatever the weather, go in and enjoy. I mean, this is huge caliber stuff that's coming here. I mean, you've Lunasa. I mean,
that's the word, and to have it on your
doorstep is brilliant.
And we've never had Lunasa in Dungarvan before, so this is this is another first
it's
for the Dungarvan Summer Music Festival.
Yeah, well done. So, so Lunasa are setting things in motion on Friday night, and then on Saturday night you have a world premiere. No, that's Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
But on Saturday night in the Town Hall Theatre, Antarctica, a collaboration by Cork composer Linda Buckley and yourself.
That's right.
So what form does that take?
Okay, so Linda and I got together about 2 years ago, and we had commonality in our interest in the frozen wastes. Linda had spent a lot of time in Iceland, and I'd been fascinated with the Shackleton Crean expedition and others for years, and you know, would continuously read those books and just sort of take myself out of my cosy little world in the Cumraigh Mountains and go there and, you know, try to imagine what it was like for those explorers 100 years ago. So Linda composed a soundscape of music, and I co-composed then with her complementary live music on various different instruments. So what we do is we take the stage with electronics and computers and musical instruments and a sound system, and we perform this hour of newly composed music. But in addition, John Comiskey, the very well-known director from Dublin, has created a film reel of Antarctica to go
amazing,
with the music.
Yeah.
So there's a lighting plot. There's actually two films that happen simultaneously that respond to the music that we play. So it's not that the film is the same every night. It's not. He's actually directing the film as the show progresses. And if the music is slightly different, he might decide to hold a shot or move a shot forward. And so the whole thing is directed, and it's a stunning piece.
I was just going to say, that
sounds technically
amazing.
Difficult as well.
It's technically very difficult, and we'll be working on all day Friday and Saturday to set that up
in the
Town Hall Theatre in Dungarvan.
That sounds incredible.
And a completely unique performance by the sounds of it. I mean, this sounds like something you're not going to
Well, you might see it in Berlin or New York.
Yeah, but you're not going to see it in Dungarvan or in Yall or... Yeah.
Well, why not?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
why not?
So now we are.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done. Yeah. And you play several instruments on that night.
I do. I play the violin. I play whistles. Linda uses voice, and of course, I use the pipes as well. Yeah.
Virtuoso was the right word. Mm. And then Sunday, again, sounds very unique. It's a world premiere as well. And now I mightn't pronounce this correctly. I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Buglia Shuvda.
So it's much easier than that, actually.
Irish is well known to be absolutely atrocious.
The first word, pretty good. Buglia, and then okay. Sivna.
Okay, thank you.
Buglia Sivna.
Thank you.
And actually, this one is technically not the world premiere because okay. we performed the world premiere in Clonmel a couple of weeks ago at the Clonmel Junction Festival.
Okay, so a Waterford premiere.
This is a Waterford premiere, exactly, or a world premiere at the Dungarvan Summer Music Festival, if you like.
Yeah, and it's a New York composer, Dana Lynn.
Yeah.
And working with the RTE Contempo Quartet. And the RTE Contempo Quartet are very well known and respected.
They are another national, you know, national and international brand. And again, they're coming to Dungarvan. So Dana Lynn has composed music based on seven themes from the legend of the Mad Sweeney that I gave her about 2.5 years ago. It's taken that long to get it to stage, you know, it just gives you an idea of how much development work is involved in actually getting a concept, creating music from that concept, and then creating a show from the music, because the music isn't necessarily a show on its own. Mm. You have to sort of make a show of it, mm-hmm. you know.
And so the event management side, literally, just the bread and butter of it.
Organising people and rehearsals and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, there are seven movements from the ancient folktale, and the ancient folktale is fascinating. Seamus Heaney did a translation of it. We're using a different translation of it that's from the Irish Texts Society. And it's heavily edited because the old tale is very, very long and repetitive and uses archaic language in a different way than the type of stuff that we would be more familiar with today. You know? So you couldn't use that. So it's edited down to seven themes that more or less tell the story of the Mad King Sweeney. He went mad in battle and he was cursed by a priest because of his errant behaviour. And the priest more or less cursed him to become like the birds of the air and to fly and flit naked through the trees and, you know, and suffer indignities, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
So that happens. And our actor, Eamon Hunt, who will be a lot of your listeners will be familiar with, will read these excerpts from the folk tale to introduce each of the seven pieces of music that will be played by the Contempo Quartet and myself.
It's amazing. It sounds really world class.
The
whole 3 days sound absolutely amazing. One of the things that caught my eyes and one of the things I really like is the Greenway sessions. And of course, you've done this in the past, but this is aimed really at families, isn't it, the Greenway sessions?
Yeah, it's aimed at people who, well, our Waterford Greenway has been a huge success. And I mean, there's been a sort of a tourist explosion in West Waterford because of it, not just on Garvin, but further down the Greenway as well.
Yeah, there's talk of Greenway coming here as well. Yeah. So hopefully there's it'll have the same
apparently
effect.
The government are talking about a national strategy for Greenway.
Well, it's been such a success. And with events like you've organised for Saturday on the Waterford Greenway, I mean, there's no doubt that it should be.
It's creating, we'll say, multi-dimensional possibilities for Greenways.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and we're not the first. Well, I think we are the first people to create performances on the Greenway, but now other people are doing it as well, so they're cottoning on to the idea of having performances.
And it's a great idea. So just let our listeners know what will happen on the Greenway sessions. What can they expect?
So at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, the Greenway sessions start in Dungarvan at the old Victorian bandstand. At the Lookout. So this is a lovely location for a little impromptu performance at 11 o'clock in the morning when people have had a chance to get up and get out. And it's looking out over Dungarvan Bay. It's just stunningly beautiful. And people will gather there around the bandstand, probably some of them in the bandstand with the musicians, and the musicians will perform for 15 minutes for free. you know, not the kind of typical thing that you would see.
No,
you know,
definitely
in,
not. Yeah,
in a park in Dungarvan on a Saturday morning.
A welcome again, break from your side.
Yeah, and these are actually the two that are performing in this one are from the band Lunasa, and they are Kevin Crawford and Killian Valerie. So you know that's just fabulous to have those guys turn up,
renowned.
Do a little pop up performance, and you can just ride along on your bicycle or walk up or drive up close by even and hear it. And then the idea is that you would actually kind of wander down the town of Dungarvan and get a cup of coffee or tea, and you might decide to rent a bike in Dungarvan, and then you make your way down to the tunnel in Ballyvoyle for 1 o'clock. And at 1 o'clock there's another performance, and that's a flute player called Kieran Summers, who's a fabulous musician, and he's going to play in the tunnel. And people will come along. The tunnel won't be closed.
The
acoustics
will be.
I was just going to say.
Well, the sound is stunning in there. And, you know, there is a natural acoustic, and the tunnel is all backlit. So it's beautiful to look at. It's beautiful to be in. I mean, the atmosphere in there is gorgeous, because the air feels different. Mm. It's lovely and cool. Mm. I mean, there'll be water dripping down the walls and things like that. So, and there's a sort of a tropical microclimate on either side of the tunnel. Again, the air is just feels different than when you get out into the sort of bigger open air. It's very special.
Mm. And what instrument will he be playing?
He'll be playing the Irish concert flute.
Oh,
you know.
Oh.
And he'll do a recital in there that'll be just beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
And then at 3 p.m. Down at the old train station in Kilmacthomas village, there'll be another performance, and that will be a performance with the actor Eamon Hunt. And myself, and what Eamon will do is he's going to read the poetry of Dermot Bulger. And Dermot was commissioned about 10 years ago to write a suite of 13 poems for the accordion player Tony McMahon and myself for a show called The Frost Is All Over. So those poems are written specifically about music and about musicians.
Mm.
And Eamon will select some of those poems and he will read them, and I will play some music to go along with that.
It's stunning. I mean, honestly, the 3 days sound like an absolutely stunning event. The calibre of music that you have down there, congratulations to you and
you.
Everybody
absolutely.
Involved, because this is immense. I mean, and quite literally on our doorstep.
Yeah.
So for anyone that is interested in going, how do they get tickets? Where do they get tickets?
So tickets are available on our through our website, which is DungarvanSummerMusicFestival.com and Eventbrite. So that's a very convenient way for people to book them if they're not near Dungarvan. But in Dungarvan, you can go to the Wine Buff in the square. And Michael Sheehan is selling our tickets. He's basically our main ticket seller.
Okay.
And you can also go to SGC Dungarvan, the actual cinema. So there's three different ways in which you can get tickets.
Can people buy individual tickets for individual concerts? Can they buy an overall ticket?
Sure. So the individual tickets are, I think, Lunasa says €25. And, you know, we were kind of a little bit sort of wondering if that was, you know, a high ticket price for Dungarvan, but I think people understand that if you're bringing, we'll say, acts of that caliber to a local place like Dungarvan or Youghal, that you have to make it work.
Of course you do, and you're also providing a huge venue in a great place.
Yeah.
If you were to go to Cork or Dublin, you'd expect to pay.
Oh, you'd be paying twice and three times.
So
if you surveyed people
value.
There, I bet they'd say they would have paid more.
Yeah.
You know, afterwards, especially.
Absolutely.
I'm sure.
And so the Antarctica show is 20, and the Bwilisivna performance is also 20. But you can buy a weekend festival ticket for all three events for €50, and that also doesn't preclude you from also taking in the three Greenway sessions.
It's fabulous. I mean, looking at the programmes. Now, I have one of the programmes here in front of me. I assume people can hop onto your website, DungarvanSummerMusicFestival.com, to see this programme, can they?
They can see essentially this. All that information is on the programme. Yeah.
Do you have a Facebook page?
There is a Facebook page. What it is, I couldn't
tell
you.
We can find
it. It should be easy enough to find.
Yeah.
There's a Facebook tag. tag there, and there's also a Twitter tag.
Yeah, brilliant.
Absolutely.
David, best of luck with it. As I said, it sounds absolutely amazing. It's happening the 3rd, the 4th and the 5th, so it's happening this weekend below in Dungarvan. Weather looks good.
The weather's going to improve.
Yeah.
I mean, I think one of the things they say, they've been saying on national radio is that people's buying patterns and behaviour patterns because of the unseasonably fine weather in the last 6 or 8 weeks have all changed.
Right.
And I think, you know, that probably has affected our pre-ticket sales a little bit. But there are tickets still available. But I know that in the next 3 or 4 days, people are going to start waking up to the fact that this festival is only around the corner.
Yeah. And it's a big deal.
And they're going to start buying up those few remaining tickets. So there are a few remaining tickets for all three concerts at the moment. But if you're serious about going to any of them, I'd say
get your tickets now.
Last year we were sold out with about 4 days to go. Everything was sold out.
Just from Garvan's a beautiful place, plenty to do and see, plenty to
nice
eat,
nice restaurants,
drink. Absolutely.
Yeah, you've got the water, you've got everything going for it. Now add to this beautiful high class music and
So that's the Dungarvan Summer Music Festival. You can log on to www.dungarvansummermusicfestival.com if you're looking to buy tickets. There's a limited amount of tickets available, so we would advise you hop on and get those tickets. It's happening the 3rd, the 4th and the 5th of August. It's happening this weekend. The sun is meant to be shining. You have an amazing caliber of music happening in Dungarvan, so we would advise everybody pop down and enjoy it. David Power, thank you so much for coming into us.
Thank you for coming in.